In the light of His word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but His smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt nor a fear, not a sigh or a tear can abide while we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil He does richly repay. Not a grief or a loss, not a frown on a cross, but His blessing if we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. But we never can prove the delight of His love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor He shows and the joy He bestows are for them who we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at His feet, or we walk by His side in the way. What He says we do, where He sends we go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory He shares on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Our Father and our God, Ancient of Days, Jehovah the Man of War, the Everlasting King of Glory, the Great I Am That I Am, the God that ruleth over the affairs of men, the One that was and is to come, the Self-Sufficient God, the Almighty God, the One that seated in heaven and made the whole earth His footstool, that we give You praise, we give You honor, we give You adoration. We bless Your most holy name in our midst tonight, O Lord. In our gathering of tonight, Daddy, we establish Your kingdom. Daddy, we say, Lord, let the kingdom come, O Lord. Let your grace and your mercy saturate the atmosphere. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the Spirit of the Most High God fill the atmosphere and take control in the name of Jesus. King Immortal, your word said that when we seek you, we will find you. We have come again on this mountain of power to seek your face and to be empowered by you. Daddy, we say tonight, oh God, our heavens are open, and Lord, you will pour the knowledge, understanding, and you will empower us even to continue to be that which you have proposed and that which you have designed and that which you command us to do in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we come to the throne of grace tonight so that we may receive mercy and to be able to get grace for help even at this time. We need your help, God, to be able to do that which you want us to do. Daddy, we pray, oh Lord, you will help us. You will send your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Spirit will help us and guide us in all our ways to be able to walk with you, to be able to trust and obey you, even in the face of danger. Regardless, Lord, we will trust you still. We will obey you still in the name of Jesus. That you will decree and declare that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For you have founded it upon the sea and established upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He who hath a clean heart and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. The same shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek it, that seek the face. So Jacob, lift up your heads, O ye gates. O ye gates in every nation. O you ancient gates in every county. O you ancient gates in every city, in every state, in every neighborhood that this message is being transmitted at this time. Lift up your heads in the mighty name of Jesus and let the King of Glory come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. He is the King of Glory. Oh, let the King of Glory come in and every gates be lifted up. For the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to have his way in our midst tonight. In the name of Jesus. Daddy, returning from your presence tonight. Daddy, we will not go back the same. For you will bless us and empower us to be able to impact the word for you, O God. So that Lord will be blessed as we continue to trust and obey you. In the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and I declare for every soul on this mountain tonight, the Lord, you will bless us accordingly. Every trouble that comes with us into this mountain tonight, they will disappear, they will be perished. Even on this mountain, they will not go back with us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, King of Glory. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Our God is good. Our Bible passage for tonight is taken from the book of Malachi, chapter 2, verse 1 to 9. I'm going to read. If you have your Bible, you can open with me the book of Malachi, chapter 8, from verse 1 to 9. Hallelujah. If you have your Bible, open it quickly. The book of Malachi, chapter 2, verse 1 tonight. Hallelujah. Our God is good. Rules for priests. Rules for priests. Not only for priests alone, but every believer, every minister of the gospel. These rules are for us. Hallelujah. Malachi 2, 1 to 9. Priest, this rule is for you. Listen to me. Pay attention to what I say. Show honor to my name. If you don't respect my name, bad things will happen to you. You will say blessings, but they will become curses. I will make bad things happen because you don't show respect for my name. This is what the Lord All-Powerful said. Verse 3. Look, I will punish your descendants. During the festival, you priests offer sacrifices to me. You take the dung and inside parts from the dead animal and throw them away. But I will smear the dung on your faces, and you will be thrown away with it. Then you will learn what I am giving you, why I am giving you this command. I am telling you these things so that my agreement will continue. This is what the Lord All-Powerful said. The Lord said, I made that agreement with Levi. I promise to give him life and peace. And I gave him those things. Levi respected me and showed honor to my name. He taught the true teachings and didn't teach lies. Levi was honest and he loved peace. He followed me and saved many people from being punished for the evil things they did. A priest should know God's teachings. People should be able to go to a priest and learn God's teachings. A priest should be the Lord's messenger to the people. But you priests, stop following me. You use the teaching to make people do wrong. You ruin the agreement with Levi. This is what the Lord All-Powerful said. So, I in turn have made you despised and humiliated before all the people because you are not keeping my ways but are showing partiality in your instruction. So I in turn have made you despised and humiliated before all the people because you are not keeping my ways but are showing partiality in your instruction. May the Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearing in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, 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 and amen. God Almighty, the excellent King of glory, we bow and worship you. King immortal, sovereign Lord, the everlasting Father, we bless your most holy name. In our midst, in our garden of tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Gracious and merciful God, we thank you for being gracious and merciful unto us each morning, each moment of our days. We thank you, Daddy, in the mighty name of Jesus. Our Father, we thank you for the establishment of your kingdom and of your power in our garden of tonight. Father, we appreciate you. We say, be thou exalted in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, 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 and amen. Brethren, trust and obey is the only way out. Trust and obey is the only way to be blessed of the Lord. Trust and obey God is the sure way to have a glorious and meaningful life and to have peace. No questioning or argument with this, because God said so. According to the Bible passage I read earlier, the book of Malachi chapter 2 verse 1 to 9. From verse 1 of the book of Malachi 2, the words of God came to his prophet Malachi to deliver it to all priests in the land of Jerusalem. The word of the Lord says, priest, these rules, commands, and warnings is for you. This word is not for my people, but for you that have chose to lead and direct my people in all matters and in my ways. So the Lord is talking to all ministers of the gospel. God is talking to all believers, those that have identified and confessed Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, because we all have the assignment to go and teach the word, to preach, to evangelize, to tell them the truth about our God. God is sending this message to all ministers, pastors, evangelists, apostles, prophets, prophetess, deacons, elders, anyone holding any position in the body of Christ. Verse 2 of Malachi chapter 2 says, listen to me. Pay attention to what I say. Show honor to my name. If you don't respect my name, bad things will happen to you. You will say blessing, but they will become curses. How we made bad things happen because you don't show respect for my name. This is what the Lord All-Powerful said. This is not any pastor's statement. This is not any minister's statement. This is neither my statement, but the word of the Lord, the All-Powerful God, coming to you and coming to me tonight. My brothers and my sisters, the tone of God's rules and warnings to priests is not a joking matter. God is not playing with anybody, even at this time. This is a serious matter. This is not a playing of games with God. No. God is very mindful of his words. He is not a man that plays with words. I will say something to a friend of my friend, and I will say, I'm just playing. But let me tell you, my brother, my sister, this is a serious matter. God is not joking with this. This rule and this instruction, this warning, God is telling you his mind. He's very mindful of his words. He never plays with his word because he watches over his word. He's not man. God is God. He honors his words and exalted his word even above his name, according to Psalm 138 verse 2b. For thou hast made thy name to be magnificent and raised up thy spoken words above all things. Please, priests and all ministers of the gospel, please, servants of the Lord, believers in Christ, pay very close attention to these warnings of the Lord. Remember, trust and obey is all that is needed to have life and peace. Honor and respect God's name is the number one rule from the chapter that we read, Malachi chapter 2. He cannot allow anyone to disrespect or dishonor even his name at any time and for any reason. Exodus chapter 20 verse 7 says, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold guiltless anyone that take his name in vain. Many priests and ministers of God are doing wrong things in all in the name of God. They are mentioning God's name for vain glory to themselves and even taking glory due to God's name unto their names. No! You must not use my name to make false promises. If you do, that you will show that you don't respect, that will show that you don't respect the name of your God. I am the Lord. Leviticus chapter 19 verse 12. Every one of us. But unto you especially, the ministers of the gospel, evangelists, pastors, apostles, bishops, elders, teachers of the word, be warned. This is what the Lord, all-powerful God, is saying tonight to you and to me. Be careful how you are using God's name. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. Do not swear by anything, not even and never by God's name. Matthew chapter 5 verse 34 to 37. Jesus told his disciple, you can read that by yourself. I want you to pray, decree and declare that you will show honor to God's name at all times. I decree and I declare, I will show honor to God's name at all times, regardless of what I'm passing through, regardless of what is going on in my community, regardless of whatever anybody is doing around me, regardless of how people are talking about God, I will show respect even to the name of my God. I decree and declare. So I want you to decree that you will respect his name always and in all situations. You will never disrespect the name of God. You will never disrespect and dishonor or bring any shame to the name of God. Decree and declare that you will never take the name of God in vain for anything, no matter what. Even with a minute thing, whether you want to justify yourself, respect the name of God. Don't use the name of God to lie. Don't use the name of God to escape punishment or judgment that will pass over you because of mistake. Respect the name of God. I decree and declare that I will not use God's name to make false promises for any reason. Don't do it. Don't use the name of God to make false promises, to make people to believe what you are saying. I always tell my children, I don't trust any man. I take you by your word. Prove your integrity. Yoruba ni pe ka soro ka ba be ni tomo Oluwabi. If you cannot defend your word, if you cannot stand by your word, you have already spared your integrity. Don't swear by the name of God because you want to prove something to somebody or to a group of people. Never use the name of God to make false promises. I was listening to a message and that person said that, I swear by the name of God, whoever is in this garden, I did not say amen. I was like, God, what? Just for you to let people say that they must say amen to your prayer, then you say you swear in the name of the Lord. Anybody that did not say amen, wrong. You cannot do that. God is seated in heaven. And you are using the name of God, your creator, to swear. I decree and I declare that as I honor and I respect God's name at all times, what I call blessing will not become curses. What I call blessing will be blessed forever. In the name of Jesus, and no bad things will happen to me. So I decree and I declare upon you. I want you to decree and declare the same thing. As you respect and honor God's name at all times, anything you call blessed will be blessed. And nothing evil will happen to you because you respect the name of God. You will call the name of the Lord respectfully. You will honor the name of God when you are calling the name of God. You will call him with respect and he will answer you because the name of God is himself, is God himself. Beloved in the Lord, God honor his name and cannot allow his name to be reproached and be disrespected for any reason by anyone. He never takes it lightly with the heathen that reproach God's name in the life of the Israelites, in the life of his people, everywhere they went. And when they enter onto the heathen, whither they went, they profane, reproach my holy name. That was in Ezekiel chapter 36 verse 20. God cannot allow anyone or group of people to profane his name in your life or in my life. He will not permit you or me to bring reproach to his name. That's why when you say, Father, honor your name in my life, Daddy will stand up and he will defend his name. He cannot allow his name to be reproached in your life. I decree and I declare tonight that everything that is bringing reproach to the name of your God tonight, Daddy will arise and deal with that thing in the name of Jesus. God will be wrought with that situation, that circumstances, that individual, that group of people that are reproaching the name of God in your life, saying that after all, your God cannot save you. God will defend his name in your life and in my life in the name of Jesus. In the body of Christ, among believers, God will arise and defend his name in our lives. In verse 21 of same Ezekiel 36, he said, but I had concern for my holy name. This is God telling them, which the house of Israel has profaned among the nation where they went. He said, I had concern. God is so much concerned about his name. He doesn't joke with his name. Because his name is himself. Verse 3 of Malachi chapter 2. The Lord said, look, I will punish your descendants. During the festival, you priests offer sacrifices to me. You take the dung and inside part of the dead animals and throw them away. Yes, when you kill animal, you throw, you know, you do the boo-boo out, and the part of the intestine that you cannot eat, you throw them away. Look at what God said. You take the dung and the inside part of the dead animal and throw them away, but I will smear the dung on your faces and you will be thrown away with it. May that not be your portion and my portion. For not honoring and respecting the name of God, priests of God, all gospel ministers, every believer in Christ, please do not joke with this rule. And one is concerning God's name. Our failure in honoring and respecting His name is dangerous and deadly, because His name is jealous, according to Exodus chapter 34, verse 14. He is jealous about His name, as He said in Ezekiel 39:25, that therefore thus saith the Lord God, now I will restore the fortune of Jacob and have mercy on the whole house of Israel, and I will be jealous of my holy name. God will be jealous of His holy name in your life. Concerning that situation and circumstances, standing on Jesus, the solid rock, holding on to the cross of Calvary, and even dipping my mouth in the blood of Jesus that speaketh better thing than the blood of Abel. Tonight, the Lord will be jealous of His name in your life. Everything that is reproaching the name of God in your life, the Lord will be wrought with such situation. Anyone that is despising the name of God, that is reproaching the name of God in your life, the Lord will arise and will be jealous of His name in your life, and He will deal with them accordingly in the name of Jesus. Verse 4 and verse 5 of Malachi 2 reveals the truth about God's covenant with Levi, because Levi respected God's name and obeyed His command. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory shells on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. The last verse of that song said that. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at His feet, or we walk by His sides in the way. What He says we do, where He sends we go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Then you will know that I send you this decree, so that my covenant with Levi may continue, says the Lord of armies. My covenant with him was one of life and peace, and I gave this to him. It is called for reference, and he revered me and stood in awe of my name. The reason why God entered into covenant with Levi, because he respected the name of God, because he always be careful even in the mentioning of the name of God. You know, they call him Yahweh because his name is just too precious. It's just, you know, awesome. And you have to call his name with total, you know, respect. God said, because of this, I'm entering into covenant of life and peace with Levi. My brothers and my sisters, God is a covenant maker, and He is a covenant keeper, As long as you and I keep our own part of the covenant, Levi, descendants of Jacob, they were selected by God to serve him in the holy temple. They serve principal roles as priests in God's temple. They are ceremonially clean to and set apart to serve the Lord. Just as you and me, just like our ministers, ordained ministers of God, you are selected and ordained by the Lord. Unless if God has not called you or you call yourself. But if God has called you, you must respect the name of the person that calls you. God calls you, you must respect and honor him, his name at all times. They are not to make a living by working with their hands, because God has separated them apart to walk in his sanctuary, to be his priest, to do things, to carry services, to carry out rules and regulations in keeping the church, the house of God in order. He gave Levi instructions on what to do. All this he did, and God entered into that covenant. As God has given it to him, he carried it out. Not fearing what man will say, not fearing anything, any other law. He did it accordingly as it was given unto him. And God entered into that covenant of life and peace with him, because he respects and honors the name of God. I decree and declare, and I want you to decree the same thing. I will forever esteem your name, oh my God. Daddy, nothing will cause me to disrespect your name. Daddy, every moment of my day, I want you to enter into that. Say, Daddy, as from tonight, I will forever esteem your name. I will forever magnify your name. I will forever exalt your name above every other name. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare that I will stand in all of your most holy name at all times in the name of Jesus. Some people, when they call the name of God, they were so familiar that they don't even care. You see, when they call the name of God or say something about the name of God, they just, after all, we know him. We say, he's Yahweh, he's the Most High God, he's Almighty, he's this and that. It doesn't move them. The name of God. Almighty God, I will honor your name always. Decree, enter into that. Father, I will honor your name at all times. Decree covenant of life and peace with me, Lord. Tonight, oh God, I decree and declare that I will respect and honor your most holy name. Father, tonight, oh Lord, as you enter into that covenant, even with Levi, enter into the covenant of peace and life with me. In the name of Jesus, Almighty God, I respect your name at all times. Tonight, decree covenant of life and peace with me. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 91 verse 16 says, with a long life I will satisfy him and let him see my salvation, because he called upon my name. He knows my name. He knows how powerful. Go and read that Psalm 91, starting from verse 14. He knows my name. He respects my name. He honors my name. He exalts my name. At the mentioning of my name, he stands in awe of my name. I will give him long life. I will satisfy him with long life and let him see my salvation. I want you to pray, God, by your covenant of life with me, satisfy me with long life, good health, and sound mind by this word of yours tonight, because I know your name. Not only that, I know your name, I honor your name, I respect your name, I stand in awe of your name. Daddy, satisfy me with long life, satisfy me with good health. health and sound mind in the mighty name of Jesus. By your covenant of life with me tonight, because I honor your name, because I respect your name, because God, I stand in awe of your name, Daddy, let me see your salvation daily, oh God. Let me see your salvation every moment in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Isaiah 54 verse 10 says, "For even if the mountains are removed and the hills are overthrown, my mercy will not be removed from you, and my covenant of peace will not be overthrown, says the Lord, who is showing mercy on you." Because he said it tonight to you and to me, that he is entering into covenant of life and peace. And this Isaiah 54:10 is saying that though everything may be displaced, but I will never remove my peace from you. I want to say, Daddy, tonight, by the power of your word, Daddy, do not remove your peace from me, oh Lord. Let nothing, oh Lord, make you to remove your peace from me and from my board. In the name of Jesus, the book of Jeremiah, chapter 30, verse 18 says, "The Lord says, I will restore my people to their land and have mercy on every family." I will have mercy on every family. Another version says, "I will have mercy on all their dwellings." That is God. When you respect God, when you honor his name, when you stand in awe of his name, when you don't bring reproach to his name, when you don't dishonor or disrespect his name, God said, "I am entering into covenant of life and peace. And even I will make sure my peace rests upon your family. My peace will never be removed. My mercy will never be removed from your house, from your family, from your dwellings." So I decree and declare tonight, Almighty God, according to this your word, restore us to our land of blessings and have mercy on every family, even on this mountain tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Malachi chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. Says, "True instruction was in his mouth, and nothing wrong was found on his lips. He walked with me in peace and integrity, and turned many from iniquity. For the lips of a priest should guard knowledge, and people should desire instruction from his mouth, because he is the messenger of the Lord of armies." Very simple. Very simple. These are testimonial and endorsement of God, a bad liver. God, like he did about Job. Remember what God did about Job. So proud of him. He could not keep it to himself. And he caught the attention of Satan. God declared this about liver, that in him, instruction in his mouth, true instruction was found in his mouth. Nothing wrong was found on his lips. My brothers and my sisters, can that be what God will say about you and about me? Can God say that about you and about me? Ministers of the gospel, priests, pastors, evangelists, bishops, prophets, teachers of the word. Can God testify this about you? Can God testify this about our leaders in the body of Christ? Can God declare this concerning you and concerning me? Number one, God said that truth instruction was found in his mouth, and nothing wrong was found on his lips. Number two, he walked with God in peace. Many are walking with God with wrath in their heart. They are walking with God with like forcing, you know, forcibly, grudgingly, you know. They are just, well, I think, God, how can it be? No, that would not be heard about me that I drop by. But they are not walking with God with peace. they have issues with God. Oh my God. Hey, mercy Lord. Mercy Lord. The Bible said, Levi walked with God in peace and integrity. Am I walking with God in integrity? Are you walking with God in integrity? Believers in Christ, leaders in the body of Christ. And he said that he turned many from iniquity, not bringing many into iniquity. But Levi, you know, followed the instruction of the Lord. He turned many away from iniquity. That is just it. You are blessed when you serve a soul by ministering, by telling them the right, by declaring, letting them have the knowledge of God, teaching and preaching the gospel, the true gospel, not what you want them to hear or what they want to hear. Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6b says, I am the Lord all powerful. So don't depend on your own power or strength, but on my spirit. For us to be able to do this, so that God can boldly, you know, say good thing about us, testify about us, just like Levi. We cannot do it by ourselves. Jesus Christ knew. The Bible said he knows our frame. That's why Jesus Christ said that he will not leave us helpless. He will send an helper to us. And yet God himself declared that it's not by power, it's not by might, but by my spirit. You cannot do anything without the spirit of God. If you do it by your own knowledge, by your own academic knowledge, you will fail flat. You cannot have your own strategies out of what God wants to do. You will fail. I want you to pray, God, by your spirit and help. By your spirit. Help me to teach the truth always. Help me to tell the truth. Let them preach the true gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't let me color it. Don't let me paint it so that it will be suiting to their hearing, so that they can stay. No, no. It's better if you have 5 members that they made it to heaven, you will get your crown. Rather to have millions, but you are not telling them the truth about hell and heaven. You are not telling them what God wants them to do. I want you to pray, God, by your spirit, help me to be just. Help me not to be unjust. Let nothing unjust be found on my lips. Daddy, help me that nothing unjust will be found in my lip, oh Lord. As a believer in Christ, oh God, ministers of the gospel, priest, pastor, evangelist, bishop, prophet, pray, Father, help me that on my lip nothing unjust will be found there, Lord. Only the truth. Only that which is just and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, will be found on my lips. Believers in Christ, likewise, pray, Father, I am your servant. I am your representative. I am your ambassador. Anywhere I find myself, Lord, help me so that nothing, any unjust things, O Lord, I will not even accept it on my lips. I will do away with every unjust things on my lips in the name of Jesus. Pray, God, by your spirit and help. How we daily live with you in peace. How we daily live with you with integrity. Honesty. How we turn people away from sin. How we minister the gospel. How we tell them the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Of the resurrection power of our Lord Jesus. Of the saving grace through our Lord Jesus Christ. How we not keep it to myself. Mind you, at this time, my brother and my sister, this is the perilous time. Most priests are leading people into sinning against God. Many are deceitful and not in peace with God. They are wrought in their relationship with God and with man because of situation, because of circumstances of life. I pray that God will help them. I pray that Holy Spirit will let them come back to their senses and they will return to the one that called them, that placed them in that office, and they will do right in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. To all our priests, ministers of the gospel, and all believers in Christ, verse 7 stated that it is expected of us that our lips should be preserved, to preserve knowledge. Is that true of you and of me? Priests, ministers of the gospel, believers in Christ, we are to guard knowledge of God at all times, speaking and teaching all people about the importance of knowing God, because by doing so, they will be strong and do exploit. Daniel 11:32 says, those who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploit. If nobody tell them, how can they know? That's what Brother Paul, Apostle Paul said. How can they know if nobody tell them, if nobody teach them? How can they have the knowledge? You cannot have all this knowledge going to church every Sunday, sitting down under the sun, under the teaching of the Sunday school, of every Wednesday Bible teaching, and you are not ministering. You are just keeping it to yourself. No, enough of that. Let us get out of our comfort zone and do the work of evangelism, the work that he has committed into our hands. Go into the world and preach the gospel. Start from your family. Start from your home. Teach the word to your children, to your relatives, to your brothers and your sisters, so that they will be able to know God and they will be able to do exploits even for their God. The book of Hosea chapter 4 verse 6 says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Don't let them perish because you have the knowledge, you keep it to yourself. Teach them, tell them about God. Knowledge is power. I want you to pray, God, by your spirit and help, as your servant, as your child, my lip will preserve knowledge at all times. My lip will speak of your knowledge at all times. I will tell people in and around me about God in the name of Jesus. I will not keep this knowledge. I will not keep it to myself. I will teach it. I will tell people about you. I will let them have knowledge of you. I will let them know you, O Lord, by me telling them that you alone, you are God, that only through your son Jesus Christ they can have eternal life and have relationship with you. I will tell them. Some believers in Christ cannot tell their immediate family about God. They know. They cannot even declare to people that they have knowledge of God because they are ashamed to do so. It's a pity. Mark chapter 8 verse 38. People today are so sinful. They have not been faithful to God. People today, check yourself. Let me check myself. They are not being faithful to God. As you live among them, don't be ashamed of me and my teaching. Do not, my brothers and my sisters, ministers of the gospel, teach the right thing. Give it to them as the Lord has given it to you. Don't even add to it. Don't take out of it. Go and read Revelation. Go and read the book of Revelation. If you add to it or remove from it, your punishment will be, and your reward will be removed. It's just simple. Preach the gospel. That's what Apostle Paul told Timothy. Be instant. Preach the gospel. Preach the word. Preach the word. Jesus is the word. Preach him. Not yourself. Not your achievement. Not your degree. No. Preach the word. Jesus is the word of God. He said that if that happens, if you refuse because you are ashamed of me and of my teaching, I will be ashamed of you when I come with the glory of my Father and the holy angels. This is very simple and understandable. But everybody, think about it and determine tonight to open your mouth and to talk about the knowledge of Christ, to preach the gospel to all people. Prayer point. I want you to pray. God, by your spirit and help, I will not and never be ashamed of you and of your teaching at any time in the name of Jesus. Father, by your spirit and by your help, I will never be ashamed to talk about you, to preach the gospel of my Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. by your spirit and by your help, as your servant, as your child. Oh, fathers, people desire destruction, the knowledge of you from my mouth. I will not hold it to myself. I will say it just as you have given it unto me. In the name of Jesus, Jesus' mighty name, amen. I want you to pray. Father, by tonight, by your help tonight, let the ways of our ministers, the ways of my life, let our ways, our doings, our preaching, you know, attract people to God. Attract them to the kingdom. Many of the ministers, they have made many people not to stop going to church. May the Lord have mercy. I pray, I decree tonight that those that are falling into that category, the Lord himself will minister to them. And they will know that they cannot do that, and they will return to the house of God in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. The last two verses of Malachi 2. Behold, I am coming soon, bringing my recompense with me to repay everyone for what he has done. That's Revelation 22:12. Go and look at it. Anyone that make another person to fall, to get away from the way of the Lord, the Lord will reward everyone. Will reward me, will reward you. It's not Becky's word, it's what is written in the Bible. Revelation chapter 3 verse 8a say, I know your works. God know your works, he know my works. You don't need to tell me. I don't need to tell you. You don't need to know about man. God is looking. Malachi chapter 2 verse 8 to 9 says, you on the other hand have turned from the way. You have caused many people to stumble by your instruction. You have violated the covenant of Levi, says the Lord of armies. So I in turn have made you despised and humiliated before all the people because you are not keeping my ways, but are showing partiality in your instruction. May the Lord have mercy. I pray that God will help you. God will help me. God will help our ministers, the priests, the apostles, the pastors, the evangelists, that we will follow the way of God. We will obey and we will trust him. That we will not be despised or humiliated because of our lack of disobedience and not trusting God. And because we have made many people, we have taught them wrong teachings, and we have made them to sway from the right path, that Lord will have mercy on all ministers of the gospel, on all ministers in the body of Christ that have found themselves, that fall to that category, that Lord will have mercy and we help them to come back even to their senses, and they will retrieve their footsteps back to the Almighty God, and they will do that which God has given unto them. Their warnings and the command, they will start even to be doing it right as God wants them to do it in Jesus' name. Matthew 18:6, it says, if one of these little children believes in me and someone calls that child to sin, it will be very bad for that person. May God have mercy. Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 10:32, so don't be a stumbling block to anyone, whether they are Jews or Gentile or Christian. You will never be a stumbling block. I will never be a stumbling block to anybody. We will never be the reason for anyone to say, if that is the way Christianity is, I'm dropping it. That will never be said of you or me in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God Almighty declare his verdict and judgment over all priests among the Israelites. Those who fail to do his commands and that fail to teach right and have caused people to stumble. God said he has made them despised and humiliated before all the people. If the same God that said, Joshua, today I begin to honor you in the presence of all men. The same God that said, because you, Levi, you respected me, you honored my word, you do what I asked you to do, I'm entering into covenant with you. Look at that same God said that you, that you did not do what I asked you to do, I will make you to be a laughing stock. I will humiliate you. I will shame you. May that not be your portion. May that not be my portion. God have mercy. It's so scary I pray that God will help all our ministers. They will stand up for the truth and truth alone in the name of Jesus. God, we have mercy on the body of Christ and all the ministers of the gospel, that they will do right, and the Lord, we have them, that they will not be despised and humiliated as they are returning to God, that the Spirit of the Lord will fall upon them all, and they will do right, they will teach right, they will obey even the rules and the warnings and the commands of the Lord that have placed them in their offices in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, I want you to pray. Pray for yourself that God will have mercy and judgment will not prevail. Every judgment that is already written concerning their errors and their mistake, disobedient to the word of God, mercy will triumph over them tonight in the name of Jesus. Daddy, every mistake of mine, every errors of mine, in any way that I've been disobedient to you, in any way that I have not trusted you enough, Daddy, please let mercy triumph over judgment today, oh Lord. Father, do not, oh Lord, make me to be a despised and humiliated person before people in the name of Jesus. So I pray for all ministers of the gospel. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, and amen. Father, we just thank you for the route you have taken us tonight. Thank you, Lord, for opening our eyes to see this, to know your mind concerning how you honor your name, how you respect your name, how you want us to handle even your name, how you want us to use your name, and how you want us to stand up and do the right thing that you have commanded and given unto us. Father, we pray, oh Lord, so we will step into it as from tonight. We'll be conscious of how we use your name. We will stand in awe of your name at all times. We will obey your command. We will trust you to the end in the name of Jesus. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, we say as we go through another week, by the special grace of yours, we will return next week giving you thanks and praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, King of glory, that as we have decreed tonight, so you will do unto us. And praises will be yours, and honor will be unto your most holy name in our lives in the name of Jesus. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.